10, waiting your calls, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. The second hour, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. You can reach me toll-free from anywhere in the country. I'll share with you over 30 years in medicine. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been practicing in Central Florida, in Mount Dora, Florida, for 25 years. I see patients every single day. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Here's the toll-free phone number, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. The easy way to remember it is 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. No paperwork, no bills. Just get your question into a simple, easy-to-understand question, and if it's a tough one, I'll take it. If it's an easy one, if you've left the doctor's office with questions unanswered, if you're looking for alternative solutions, I'm a very traditionally trained physician, but I'm not allergic to alternative medicine, especially when it's evidence-based. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your questions. I'll be a blended physician and take my answers from the best of all worlds. And along the way, I'll bring you up to date on what I think is the most important information in the medical journals this week, the practical breakthroughs you can quickly add to your lifestyle so you can live longer and you can also improve the quality of your life, because that's what really is the most important. And I'll translate these medical breakthroughs in the medical journals that you pay for with your taxes and you should know about. I read all these medical journals and I'll translate them into easy to understand practical information along the way. Let's kick off the festivities of the second hour in Anderson, South Carolina, and welcome Robert. Robert, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. I have two quick questions and I hang up. The cardio, I've been on Lipitor now 4 or 5 years, and I didn't know if it's okay to take cardio with Lipitor.
Well, great and question. Let's just go over that first. Hang okay. with me, Robert. You're doing great. You sound great. And I would not recommend taking cardiol if you're already taking a statin. And I would recommend taking a statin if we know you already have plaque in your circulation, because the statins are especially good at stabilizing plaque. Plaque is becoming unstable, is what causes heart attacks. And the cardiol, although it has the old-fashioned red yeast rice in it, which looks like a weak statin, chemically similar, has some of this ingredient in it. Not a whole lot, but has some. It is really good for getting the numbers down, but if you need plaque stabilization, that's where I would take the Lipitor, and I would not combine these two. Robert, what was the second question?
I have a metallic heart valve since 2005. Seems like it's been doing real good. I'm back to work and everything. How does a metallic heart valve work? And usually, does it seem like it lasts a long time? Since I've had it 05, I'm doing real good with it.
Absolutely.
Can you answer that, please?
Robert, congratulations on being the $6 million man. Inside our heart, internally, we have these 4 one-way doors. They resemble the flippers on the pinball machines that you and I used to play with when we were kids. These valves, they're like trap doors. They open up to let the blood go forward, and then they close so that the blood doesn't go backwards as the heart tries to propel the blood forward. These valves that have these delicate leaflets that open and close about on average 70 times a minute, so several billion with a B times in a lifetime, they can have problems where they don't open adequately, we call this stenosis, or where they don't close adequately, we call this insufficiency. And when these valves are not working properly, we need to replace them. Sometimes we use what we call tissue valves, which come from live organisms, or sometimes we use synthetic valves, metallic or plastic valves, and there are benefits of one versus the other. The tissue valves don't last as long, and the metallic or the plastic valves last much longer, decades, but the problem is they can cause clots, and you have to take blood thinner long term. And hopefully that helps. 1-888-55, Dr. Kent. Let's go to Burlington, Iowa, and see if we can help Sandra. Sandra, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi.
Dr. Ken, as I was saying before, I have several problems, but I had a heart. My heart was doing something for me. It wasn't beating the way it was supposed to, I guess, and I was tired all the time. My heartbeat was only about running about 43, and every time my nurse would come, that's what it was. And finally, the doctor ended up putting me on putting a pacemaker in.
Sandra, we call this sixth sinus syndrome. We're all born with a spark. It's at the top of the heart. On average, it beats about 70 times a minute. For some people, less. Some people, more. And as you get older, this spark, unfortunately, wears out like a battery wears out. And eventually, the heartbeat gets so low that it's not pumping adequate amount of blood. So you start feeling weak, dizzy, lightheaded, and eventually, if you don't do something, you'll pass out. And the treatment for this is getting a new spark, and that's what a permanent pacemaker is, a new spark with some wires, a battery and some wires.
But I'm still tired. It perked me up for a while, but I am tired. I don't want to do anything. I do things, but because I have to.
Okay.
But not because I want to.
Well, let's go over it, Sandra. Sandra, there's a lot of reasons why you can have fatigue. Doctors call this fatigue as a symptom. There's a lot of reasons why you can have fatigue and it not be because your heart rate's too low. I presume that you get your pacemaker checked on a regular basis and it's working, correct?
Yeah.
Are you on it? And I've got to get some crisp answers here because, again, the clock's at our back. Are you on any medication, Sandra?
Yes, I am. I've got about 10 different kinds that I take.
Oh, boy.
I take fish oil faithfully.
Are you on a diuretic?
A lot of vitamins.
Sandra, are you on a diuretic? A water pill.
No. No.
What prescription drugs are you on?
I take several vitamins. I take
what prescription drugs, Sandra?
I take methotrexate for my
arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Sandra. We're going to take a break. I want you to get your prescription drugs in a list and just read them quickly for me when we come back. Could you do that?
Yes.
Okay. You get it all together and we'll be patient and we'll go. And next we're also going to talk about whether most of you oppose these soda and candy taxes, which your government has suggesting that we institute next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Dr. Ken, at your service, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. We're talking to a very nice woman in Burlington, Iowa, who's frustrated about being tired, having fatigue, even after getting a permanent pacemaker in. Let me tell you, there's nothing that frustrates the heart doctor more than when we have a symptomatic patient and we go and we do a procedure and they're still having the same symptom. Fortunately, that happens rarely for me, but that just doesn't make any cardiologist's day. Sandra, the good news here, though, is that it sounds to me like you did feel better after the pacemaker was put in, so it sounds like your doctor was totally right and did the right thing, but there are so many different reasons why you can have fatigue, and that's why I want to go over them with you. It'll help many people listening. Fatigue is one of the most common reasons that people come to a doctor's office. It can be nothing more complicated than just not getting enough sleep. It can be something not so complicated as your lifestyle just getting in the way. Using too much caffeine can actually have what you don't expect make you tired. Excessive physical activity, not getting any exercise, using too much alcohol can do it, and unhealthy eating habits. There are some over-the-counter medications, the old-fashioned antihistamines, some cough medicines, cold remedies. All of these things can do it. There's a lot of medical conditions that can cause fatigue. Anemia, low blood count. Emphysema, not getting enough oxygen into the body. Cancer can do this. Acute liver failure. There are many different types of heart disease, especially in women, circulation problems. Men get chest pain. Women get fatigue as their most common symptom of circulation problem before they're about to have a heart attack. I don't want to scare you, but an underactive thyroid can do this. There are a lot of medications that can cause fatigue. Anything that will lower the potassium, anything that will lower sometimes even magnesium, lower your blood pressure, lower your heart rate, obesity, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea is a very important cause of fatigue, diabetes also. Sandra, what are your medications quickly?
I take methotrexate for my eczema on my hands. I take Ibuprofen or Avapro
for
my heart.
For your blood pressure.
Yeah. I take Lipitor, and that is 20 milligrams.
Okay.
I also take Lyrica.
What do you take that for?
The pain of the fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And I take metoprolol.
Okay. Make sure your blood pressure is not too low. Get your liver checked out and make sure that you don't have any low blood cell count, anemia. I think it's time to go to the doctor and get some of these checked out. Also, depression can cause fatigue. There are psychological issues that can cause fatigue. Anxiety, depression, grief, and stress all can cause fatigue. So I've given you a long list of the reasons, and I think it's time, Sandra, for you to get back to the doctor, let them do some talking to you, a physical exam, and some blood tests. And next we're going to talk about the dietary breakthroughs to get fewer hot flashes in postmenopausal women out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Harris Interactive Health Day poll this week about most Americans opposing soda and candy taxes. Should it be the role of government to influence what we eat and drink to make healthier choices? Most Americans are not sweet on this idea of soda and candy taxes, and many doubt that bigger price tags would trim the national waistline. I want to ask you, is it the role of government to influence what we eat and drink by taxing us, by raising the cost? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. They found in this Harris poll that the public is against it and that the people in power who are trying to make health policy are for it. So there's a real disconnect here. I want to know what my listeners think. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's go out to a lovely place not too far from where I practice, Howie in the Hills, Florida. Sal, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Sal.
Pleasure to talk to you. I got three quick questions. Number one, there's a laxative that has polyethylene glycol in it, and I used to be a trucker, and ethylene glycol, I thought, was an antifreeze.
Yes.
So tell me, how is that different?
Ethylene glycol, yes, is an antifreeze. We don't use a whole lot of that in Florida, but we do use in Florida a lot of polyethylene glycol, so-called PEG, as a laxative, especially for chronic constipation. It is safe. There was a big article of research on this. It was back in the September 2007 issue of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Let me reassure you, Sal, that using polyethylene glycol, it's not antifreeze, but it's a good substance that we call it this, and it's used for chronic constipation. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Women who eat diets high in fruit, certain vegetables, pasta, and red wine, they're less likely to have hot flashes and night sweats during menopause. This is such an exciting discovery. It was announced this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, because we doctors, unfortunately, for a while, were giving postmenopausal women, based on our intuition, not on good science, hormone replacements, because we just thought it was logical that you give back what you lost and it'll get rid of the symptoms. symptoms, and it turned out it just increased the risk of heart attacks and strokes, and we try to avoid this whenever we can or use very low doses. It's an example of why when people call me up and say, Dr. Ken, doesn't it sound logical that that would work? I'm so hesitant until we have the evidence, a good study, good science that shows that it's safe and effective, and this is a good example. So women who eat diets that are high in fruits, certain vegetables, pasta, and red wine, they're less likely to have hot flashes and night sweats during menopause. Women who ate a lot of strawberries, pineapple, and melons, and most closely followed a Mediterranean-style diet, boy, invite me over, they were 20% less likely to report hot flashes and night sweats, and at the same time, menopausal women who ate high sugar, high fat diets, you know, the American diet, they were 23% more likely to experience hot flashes and night sweats. And we don't know the biologic mechanisms behind these results, but we do know that it works. So if you know any friends or family who are struggling with these symptoms, bring them some fruit, bring them some nice Mediterranean food, and you may put a big smile on their face. I also want to mention an important result. We were talking about sugary beverages before. This is out of the medical journal Diabetologia, that sugary drinks can raise diabetes risk by 22%. This is amazing, that drinking just one can of sugar-laced soda drink a day increases the risk of developing diabetes by more than a fifth. Every extra 12 fluid ounces serving of sugar-sweetened drink raises the risk of diabetes by 22% compared with drinking just one can a month or less. So this is a bit concerning. You know, if your A1C is in the pre-diabetes range, you may want to think about rarely having sugared drinks, because this will just push you over the edge. We have plenty more time left. We have some lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. And next we're going to talk about how air pollution is speeding up hardening of the arteries, the number one killer of Americans. And I'll be taking your calls toll free from anywhere in America at 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm asking you right now to take the hand that you are most comfortable with, be it your right hand or your left hand, and raise it up in the air. Now, what I want you to do is raise it an inch, and now what I want you to do is raise it up as high as you can. Now, here's my question. The very first time that I asked you to raise your hand up, why didn't you raise it up as high as you did the last time? Very, very simple answer. Because you are in your comfort zone. And when you raise it all the way up, that's your potential. But I've got another question. When I told you to raise it an inch, did you raise it any higher than an inch? Probably not. Well, that's a terrible thing. Why? Because I told you who you were. I told you what your limitations are. Anytime you do something in life, always think of this exercise. Raise your hand up as high as you can, and always get to that potential that is yours to claim. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, keeping up to date on all the health news and answering all your health care questions from head to toe in our sixth year of national syndication, doing Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I've been doing radio since 1993. It's amazing how time flies. I've been practicing medicine in the same town for 25 years, been a doctor for over 30, and I'd love to share with you all of my experience, help you get to the next step, and help in any way we can. Let's go to French Lick, Indiana. Marie, did I say it right?
You did.
What is that near that I may have heard of?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where you are.
About 50 miles.
Oh, okay. I absolutely know where you are. That's a nice place.
Okay.
How can we help you?
2 years ago, I had a vitreous detachment. And then right now, I've got floaters from it that are permanent, seems like. And I was wondering, I had heard that maybe from a clogged artery in the neck can cause these things.
Well, I would definitely want to make sure that you have an ultrasound of the carotid arteries. Fortunately, the pipe that brings the blood from the heart to the brain is fairly easy to image because it comes up pretty close to the surface right on your neck. So there's not a lot of bones or muscles or other organs in the way. So we can see it pretty easily with just plain ultrasound. No injections are needed, no radiation. And I would think that you would have had a carotid ultrasound by now to image the pipes from the heart to the brain. Marie, was that done?
No, because I didn't know that. That would have anything to do with it. You know, I had just heard that maybe that could cause the eyes to go bad if there was blockage in that artery.
Well, if a clot can come off of the artery and it can be transmitted to the circulation around the eyes, and that's how the common denominator can occur. Amaurosis fugax is a classic way that this presents. I am sure you have a good relationship with an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist.
I I had an eye specialist when I had this happen to me 2 years ago, and I've seen him twice, and it don't seem like there's anything can be done about it. You know, just kind of let it go. But it's getting now to where it's, you're watching TV at night, and then this comes across your eye because there's liquid or fluid in between the lens there. See, and you got to kind of get it out of the way.
Well, if this is left untreated, a macular hole or detached retina can lead to permanent vision loss in the affected eye. When you have a sudden increase in floaters or an increase in flashes of light in your peripheral vision, you should have an eye care professional examine this as soon as possible. Have you had a retina specialist look at you?
Yes.
And, they're wonderful. That's all they think about all day. They're so specialized. And did the retina specialist say anything more should be done?
No, just watch it, and not much to be done. And, of course, he done a lot of pressing on it, on the eye.
And since you saw the retina specialist, have the symptoms gotten any worse?
They're about the same.
But
I'm 71 years old, and you're just
trying to help the situation and just be thorough
and complete.
See
why it happened that bad. See, I had a few little ones through the years, little specks go by, probably 20 years ago.
Marie,
but then the eye doctor said, watch it, you could have a detachment there.
Yes.
And there was a little bit. There was a little bleeding in it, but that healed up. But it left me with fluid inside there.
Marie, do you have any circulation problems in any other parts of the body? Do you have heart disease, coronary disease?
No, I don't think so. I take Heart and Body right now. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Do you have blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol issues? Are you a smoker, family history of heart disease?
No, I don't take any prescription drugs at all, just nutritionals.
Well, let me suggest, Marie, that you go to the doctor, let them listen to your carotid arteries, and after, talk to your internist, your family doctor, with your history, your risk factors, and ask them if they think you should have a carotid ultrasound. It's a relatively easy thing to do if there's any concern that might be in the area. Next, let's go to Central Florida and welcome Tom. Tom wants to sound off on this issue about the poll about taxing the things that we all like but may not be so healthy for us. Tom, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you. I totally disagree with what the government is doing, and I don't think we should be told what to eat and what not to eat. I feel very strongly about that.
Well, the food police are not very happy. That's what this poll shows. And I was frankly amazed how one-sided this poll was. This was a Harris Interactive Health Day poll, and it shows that by an amazing margin of about 2-1, the public is against what the government is trying to do, and that is tax soda, tax candy, and try to influence our behavior with all these taxes.
Well, it's totally wrong. I disagree with it. But on that same topic, as far as sugar, I've heard some doctors express an opinion that if you remove sugar from your diet, and I've tried this for a while, and it's been pretty effective as far as losing weight. I've lost over 30 pounds. But what I've done is taken sugar out of my diet and stopped eating white spaghetti and white potatoes and white bread. And over about, 2.5 months, I've lost 30 pounds or better. And I just wondered what, and their whole theory was that this, your body could better handle the cholesterol if you omitted sugar and from your diet, and that the sugar sort of makes your blood a little more perhaps syrupy, where it helps the cholesterol to coagulate and form plaque.
Tom, the ideal thing is to limit the white flour products and, sugar in moderation, don't overdo it. But what really elevates the blood sugar in your body, leading to diabetes and all that havoc, is, as you've been describing, excess white flour products and the bakery goods. That's what you want to try to really try and limit. Tom in Central Florida, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go a little bit west to Traverse City, Michigan, and welcome Bob. Bob, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Okay, thank you. You there?
Yes, hi, I'm listening. How can we help?
Well, I was wondering, I told the person a minute ago about I was on Zocor for 10 years, and I was getting muscle joint pain and stuff, and I talked to the doctor, and I switched over to Lipitor. Well, it's 20 milligrams, and my cholesterol is down to 98, which is too low, I heard. And
well,
I was
it depends. Is that your total cholesterol or is that your bad cholesterol, LDL, that's down to 98?
I guess my bad cholesterol is down to 98.
Okay. Bob, slow down a second. Let me slip in here, because unlike how it was 5 to 10 years ago, we no longer treat everybody to the same goals. And we call this treating to targets, and there's about 5 different cubby holes, depending on your history, your findings, what your target should be, how low your bad cholesterol, especially that LDL, should be. And if you have any plaqueing in your coronaries, that bad LDL should be under 70. What's your history? Do you have any known coronary disease?
Yes, I had 2 open hearts. I had one.
Bob, let me get in there, because you've told me more than I need to know. And your target is your because you have known coronary artery disease, you definitely have plaqueing with that history. You need to make sure your LDL is under 70 so you can stabilize plaque. Plaque rupture, that inner lining, the plaque breaks off, and that's the first step in beginning a heart attack. And you don't start getting plaque stabilization until the bad cholesterol, the LDL, is under 70. There's no such thing as Drano for these plaques, but you can get about 11% reversal if you lower that bad cholesterol to under 60. So if I was you, with your history of having bypass surgery and coronary problems, I would want, if possible, if your liver could take it, if your muscles could take it, I'd want your LDL lousy cholesterol under 60. So you're not even close.
Okay.
So what I would do is talk to your doctor. Lipitor is a very good statin. It's now generic, so it's a great value. It's the second most potent of the statins, the common statins. Crestor is a little more potent, but it's not yet generic. And I would max out the Lipitor in a stepwise fashion based on the doctor's advice. About every 3 months, you double the dose, but you do check the liver function before you go up to the next dose. And if you have any muscle aches, let the doctor know. You may want to take CoQ10 at 100 milligrams a day to decrease the muscle aches. And 9 out of 10 people on statins, 100 milligrams of CoQ10 will get rid of the muscle aches, because remember what the statins do besides decreasing the ability of the liver to make cholesterol. It also decreases the ability of the liver to make CoQ10. CoQ10 is an enzyme which muscles use to convert food into energy. So if you have less CoQ10 floating around in the body, your muscles may get a little stiff. You can very easily replace this. It's over the counter with CoQ10. All right. Next, on Good Day Health, we'll be taking more of your calls. I ask everyone on hold to stay right in there, and we'll be talking about more of the health news, about how air pollution may speed up this hardening of the arteries that we're talking about on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit wearehearecoalition.org.
Better up. Baseball season is in full swing, and it's time to round up the mitts, cleats, and uniforms. According to the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association, nearly 70% of children ages 6 to 17 play team sports. That's a lot of kids getting active and a lot of uniforms to keep clean. Busy parents know that keeping uniforms clean can sometimes be a challenge, but there are easy ways to keep kids' uniforms looking like new longer. First, make sure to fit pre-soaking into the game plan. After the game, immediately soak dirty uniforms in water and a laundry pre-treater like OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover. It's safe to use on whites and colors and won't damage uniform numbers or letters. Next, instead of chlorine bleach, add a scoop of OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover to your detergent in the gentle cycle of the washing machine. It'll keep white baseball pants white and colored uniforms bright. Finally, be sure to air dry polyester uniforms to avoid any damage or shrinkage. For more uniform cleaning tips, visit OxiClean.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
1-800-1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Let's go out to Don and welcome Don to Good Day Health.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Dr. Ken. I really enjoy your program, and I appreciate your knowledge. I know you help a lot of people out there. My question is this. I had a colonoscopy 3 weeks ago, and I had three polyps, 3 millimeters in size, and one 1.5 centimeters in size. They cut them out, and my question is, would polyps grow from the same maybe piece of stalk that was left in there, or do they have to be new polyps?
It's possible that they can regrow. I'm sorry?
From the same stalk where a polyp was cut out?
It depends on the technique that was used to remove them. And, so I can't really comment because I don't know the technique that was used. Did you ask your GI doctor who did the procedure that question? They would know the procedure.
They would know the technique. I didn't ask them, but the technique, they cauterized it, cautery.
Uh-huh. It's unusual. It's quite unusual.
They wanted me to come back in 1 year, and it'll be 3 years in August. I was just wondering if I'm waiting too long because I just can't take that prep, go 24 hours without eating, you know. But do you think three years is too long if they recommended 1 year?
Don, I would definitely follow their advice because they know the likelihood of recurrence and of new areas occurring. So I don't want to give you bad advice. Take care. Next, we'll be talking more about the health news in America.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Ken, the final segment this week, so if you want to get through, we're running out of time, better get up there, 1-888-55-DRKEN. I want to tell you about air pollution being identified this week as speeding up hardening of the arteries. That's the leading to the number one risk of heart disease. Heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans. This is the process of atherosclerosis. Long-term exposure to air pollution, they report in the medical journal PLOS Medicine, speeds up atherosclerosis, or this hardening of the arteries, and it increases the risk of heart attacks. What I was trying to say is the number one killer of Americans. Higher concentrations of these fine particulate air pollution are linked to faster thickening of the inner two layers of the common carotid artery. We were talking about that before. It's the same process. Anywhere you have circulation in the body, it gets plaqued up, and this blood vessel provides the blood to the head, neck, and brain. But on the other hand, reduction of fine particulate air pollution over time is linked to slower progression of blood vessel thickness. So that's the good side of this. And the thickness of the carotid artery, it's just a good indicator of how much plaquing you have throughout the body. So exposure to air pollution over a long period of time does seem to cause an increase in heart attacks and strokes. Let's go to Santa Monica, California, and welcome Mary to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for all you do. I have a problem, and it, as I'm getting older now, I'm focusing more on this. It's a high-pitched hum that comes from the wires of my in front of my house, which I now, as I get older, I'm having, you know, it's harder for me to get to sleep. So usually in the past I put on the TV, because the noise from the television puts me to sleep faster than the, you know, than focusing in on this hum. So I do all sorts of remedies to try to get that noise out of my head. Even earplugs. I've been wearing earplugs for years. When I tune into it, I put in the earplugs, and consequently I've had some ear infections. And I called them. They've come out five times and say, well, these are old transformers and they get dirty and the sound has to go some, the electricity has to go somewhere. It's not like they really want to do anything about it. When I went online, I asked them, is there a machine that can measure this? And they said, oh no, we don't have such a thing. And I said, I want a letter from your manager telling me, explaining to me why you can't fix this. And I've asked my neighbors, they don't hear it, and so it's not helping me at all to get through to this.
Mary, when you hear it at the site that you hear it, have you brought any of your neighbors or family to the places where you're hearing it?
Yes, they had one of my little nieces, when she stayed over, she said, oh, there's something wrong, I hear something. I said, yes, I know. She could hear it because it was
okay.
A new sound to her.
So then not everybody, but others are able to hear what you're hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Mary, do you have the ability to hire your own electrician to get an opinion of this?
Sure.
What I would do is I would get an electrician to come by, assess the situation, and make sure that this is nothing more than just a nuisance issue. If it is a safety issue, then I want that electrician that you hire to give you a written opinion. And then what I would do is I would just work it up the food chain of all of your elected officials. And, you know, I don't want to tell you to get the media involved, but that certainly will get this done.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't want one. I don't want a battle. I've just had one with
right.
I wanted to know that because the thing when I went on the internet, it said that the noise pollution is. Well, you were talking about air pollution. That the noise pollution is going to be even greater than climate change. It's because we have.
Mary, what I would do is I would get that opinion and then bring it to your representatives if your electrician thinks something needs to be done. Mary in Santa Monica, California, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. There's a drug called sofosbuvir. It's S-O-F-O-S-B-U-V-I-R. It's a new drug, sofosbuvir. It improves the cure rate for two hepatitis C subtypes. This is a new drug, a new report. It just came out in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. I want to bring it to your attention. Sofosbuvir, S-O-F-O-S-B-U-V-I-R. If you're unable to take interferon, the usual treatment, talk to your doctor about this. And also, the cinnamon challenge that the teens are taking. Make sure your teens do not do this. Join us next week. Good Day Health. I'll be with you. Thanks for joining us. Be well, everyone.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.